from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I can't wait to play Josh Allen. I need a Josh Allen jersey really bad.
What do you mean?
I don't want to trade jerseys with him. I love Josh
Allen. How does that go? You ask him, he asks you. Is it like a prearranged thing before the game?
Josh, will you trade jerseys with me? Thanks.
I think he will.
Now it's prearranged.
George Kittle. They play December 1st. Primetime game at the stadium.
Look for a jersey swap.
Are you watching the Receiver documentary on Netflix?
I've seen 2 episodes.
Okay. That's about the same for me. I don't know why I'm not as interested in it as I was for quarterback last year. Kind of feels like a little bit of a been there, done that. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I've already seen Amon-Ra St. Brown in Hard Knocks, too. So, like, that piece has already been... I've already seen that.
Kittle's a guy you've seen plenty.
Kittle, you see everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get my George Kittle content. I get my fix.
I guess it's Justin Jefferson that's the real draw there. The biggest draw. He's, you know, one of the best receivers in football.
Yes.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Yeah, it's tough. Like, what are you supposed to watch? There's too much.
There is Bears Hard Knocks, but I haven't seen. Have you seen any clips even that have gone like viral from that?
No, the Giants one had a lot more.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything interesting that's come out of the Bears one. Yeah, there's so much of it at this point that it's not even really. You know, you can skip 3 of them and. You probably feel like you're not really missing out on anything.
Before we get back to football in a moment, so Montreal trades for Line A.
Yes.
Should the Sabres have done that? What's the equivalent move? They trade Ryan Johnson and a second-round pick? A good young defenseman, NHL defenseman and a second-round pick? Should they have done that?
Well, no, you would be getting the second-round pick.
Oh, sorry, back. Right, yeah, right.
Because
of the contract,
so
yes.
Yeah. So here's how I think of a trade like that. When you're trading for a super expensive scorer that hasn't scored 30 goals in 5 years, it kind of reeks of desperation for a top 6 forward, but shouldn't the Sabres be desperate for a top 6 forward right now? So in a way, 2 years left, yeah, they probably should have done that. They probably should have done that. There's a spot for him in the lineup, mm-hmm. right? Whose spot is he taking? Jason Zucker's on the second line or on the first line? So I would have been okay if they had made that trade. I'm not surprised they didn't want to spend $8.7 million
no,
on him. But
not at all.
Not from after buying out Skinner.
From the moment they bought out Skinner, I thought that money was going to go, to kind of nowhere.
Yeah.
They're going to keep the cap space open and just not do it. Maybe there's maybe they're doing what the Bills are doing, which is, I mean, it's very different because the expectations are very different. But the Bills have a little bit of space that they can play with around the deadline.
Yeah.
And the Sabres, I mean, if they want to, they'll have as much space as they do. If they wanted to at the deadline, they could do something.
Yeah.
And that would cost less actual dollars. I mean, by then you're in March.
Yeah. Yeah. It is worth, I said he hasn't scored 30 in 5 years. He scored 22 and 55 and 26 and 56.
Okay.
So he had 2 years where if he had stayed healthy or been on the ice, he would have got the 30.
Yeah.
But he's not the 45 goal scorer that he was earlier in his career. Not right now. So I don't know. I would have felt like, okay, all right, you're trying, would have been my thought. You're really trying to be good if you had traded for Patrick Laine. Like, Montreal's trying to be good, aren't they, by making this deal?
It's funny the way this division goes. You've got Detroit and Ottawa and Montreal that none of them have really had much more success than the Sabres in the last 5 years.
No, it's been a top four and a bottom four.
Yeah.
Pretty split.
But you do have all four of those teams. Again, this might be a credit to the Sabres, maybe not. Those teams have tried a lot harder to get good right now. Like, the Sabres have been very patient, whereas last year Detroit goes in, they sign a bunch of free agents.
Mm-hmm. They signed Kane
right in the middle Ottawa of the season. Ottawa has done this. Ottawa's trade for Chychrun, trade for...
Both those teams traded for DeBrincat.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking of. So both those teams have made win-now moves. All four of those teams have made a lot more win-now moves, and outside of Montreal going to the cup final in a fake COVID kind of tournament.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I mean, they're all stuck in the same life, top four, bottom four.
Yeah, they're just living the life where they know they're not as good as Tampa, Toronto, Boston, or Florida.
Yeah. All right, back to football, 803-0550. So I asked you a question. Bill Barnwell has at ESPN the five teams ready to win more games this year.
Okay.
Right, who's going to win
more than they did last year?
Yep. Who's going to win more than they did last year?
All right.
I won't ask you to just get them all. We'll go through them, and you can go ahead and tell me if you like the list. Who's going to win more than last year?
He's got the... let me get one guess in there. He's got the Jets in there, doesn't he?
He does not have the Jets in there.
Okay, because they only won 7 last year.
Yeah, he doesn't have the Jets.
All right.
He does have one team in the AFC East.
He has the Dolphins?
He has the Patriots.
The Patriots winning more than 4?
Winning more than 4, yes. Patriots.
Oh, okay. What are they going to win, 6?
Maybe.
I don't know how much higher I could really think they could go.
5's all it would take.
Okay, right.
He has 2 AFC teams. I'm sorry, 3 AFC teams.
Okay.
And 2 NFC teams. The NFC teams are Washington.
Okay.
Ready to win more games. They've got Jaden Daniels. They just named him their starter. They won 4 games last year.
Yep, I love that.
Daniels is exciting. Like, I'm...
Yes.
They are watchable.
They are. Do you know what the beginning of their schedule is also?
No.
They have a pretty easy start, comparatively speaking. They start Tampa, Giants, Bengals, Cardinals, Browns.
Okay.
Like, they don't really play, like, a great team. Then they have Carolina 2 weeks later. They play Baltimore in October, but otherwise, they have a very, like, back half is where... If they're live by the middle portion of the season, they're going to have a tough stretch after that.
Well, he does include as one of the reasons these teams are going to win more games as strength of schedule.
Okay.
And Washington has the 11th easiest.
Okay.
So he has Washington will win more games. Arizona will win more games. Arizona has a middle schedule. They won 4 games last year.
Yep.
If Kyler Murray starts, their offense looks fairly loaded. Arizona will win more than 4. I don't think that's controversial.
I like that one a lot.
I like that pick plenty.
Yep.
The AFC teams. I mentioned New England.
Mm-hmm.
He has the Chargers will win more than 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Chargers, Commanders, Cardinals, and Patriots. All these teams won 4 to 5 games last year as his picks for who will win more games this year.
Is that the list?
No, there's one more
team. There's one more?
Yes.
Okay, because So far, what Bill Barnwell has done is he just picked all the worst teams in the league except for Carolina.
Right.
From last year.
That's right.
I think those were the next 4 worst records other than the Panthers last year.
You want to guess the 5th team?
Does he have the Panthers?
No.
Okay. Because that was only 2. That's amazing that he wouldn't pick them to win more. Yeah.
He does not. This is the one to talk about.
Okay, I have a guess.
Okay.
I have a guess. He has the Chiefs.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, he has the Chiefs.
They won,
of course he does.
They won
of course he does.
11 games last year.
Yep.
They have the 8th easiest schedule.
Do they really?
Yes.
The 8th easiest
schedule.
They won
11 games last year, and he has them one of the 5 teams that will win more than they did last year.
All right.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Is he wrong?
Probably not. Right?
He's probably not wrong. He's probably not wrong. They're probably a better team. Well, how sure are we right now that they are definitely better at their biggest problem, which was receiver last year?
Or if you just say offense, I bet their offense is much improved from last year. Yeah.
Okay. Because at the moment, the only...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
At the moment, because Marquise Brown is hurt, the only difference personnel-wise on their offense is Xavier Worthy. But that's not nothing. It's Xavier Worthy.
Yep.
But he right now is he's the sole difference on their offense. I think everything else is the same. But they have Worthy.
Yep, because Brown's hurt. And Rice is not looking like he's getting suspended.
That's the other part of it, right.
It's okay. And they don't have MVS, who might be a net negative for a lot of these teams.
The old addition by subtraction.
That's a real one.
That's a real addition by subtraction. Yeah. He ran a lot of empty calorie routes, we call those in the fantasy world.
Okay.
He runs a lot of routes and gets no targets.
A lot of clear outs?
Yes. Yep.
So anyway, there you go. Bill Barnwell has the Chiefs. Bobby in Niagara Falls. Bobby, good morning.
Hi, Jer. Hi, Joe. As I'm eating a Hershey bar so early in the morning, wow. I'm thinking to myself that you guys said Joe Brady's got to be a witch. But I also think, let Sean McDermott turn the corner now and show that he's special, different than other coaches, that he's an elite coach, and let him do something special to show, to really excel his career. That's what I think. And maybe we can really see what he's made of this year. And the other thing I want to say is, personally, I'm going to pray that the Bills get help. That's what I'm going to do, too.
The thing about McDermott, okay, I like this point, Bobby, and how would McDermott prove that he's turned a corner? What corner would it be? For McDermott to be thought of as an elite coach, what would have to happen? Because if I'd like to make this statement. He will get no credit for their offense. He never does.
Yep.
He never gets any credit for the offense they play. Should he? How much should he get? He does not coordinate the offense. He doesn't call the plays.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of Bills fans that would think that he might get in the way of how an offensive coordinator wants the game plan. True or not, I'm just saying, like, that's a perception.
Yep.
The adding of players to their offense, if you think they are lacking in that department, he gets blamed for that. So
I would want to give him some credit.
If they have the number one offense in football this year, you're going to give Sean McDermott credit?
I'll give him credit for having Joe Brady in the building.
Okay.
Because to me, Like, one big part of his job as a defensive-minded coach in an offensive league is you better be darn good at identifying who your play caller is. You better be great at it. You better and you have to do it all the time. Andy Reid doesn't have to do that all the time because he's calling the plays for life.
Right.
He doesn't have to worry about...
He lets Matt Nagy walk out the door and never. And who cares?
This is a point I've seen made about Dan Campbell. Is Dan Campbell going to be able to identify... Or has... I think there's a guy in their building already that he has kind of handpicked for this. Preparing for Ben Johnson getting a head coaching job. Like, Dan Campbell's already thinking about the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... Maybe Brady was that when the Bills brought him in. I don't know.
Okay.
But McDermott not being an offensive play caller, a big part of his job is you better be rock solid at identifying who that guy is.
Right now,
I feel like he's 2 for 4.
Okay, 2 for 4.
If I'm giving Brady a... He missed on the first guy. What was his name?
Rick Dennison.
That was bad.
I mean, that was a transitional kind of thing.
Dable was a hit. He didn't know Dable, right?
No, he did not.
He just said, I'm going to go get that Alabama offensive coordinator.
Did they hire the guy that had Buffalo connections?
Also that. Okay, right. But am I not going to give him credit for that?
I don't know. I tend to think that McDermott gets almost no credit for the offense. So as Bobby says, McDermott can show us he's elite.
Mm-hmm.
How would he do that? Having the best defense? He's done that before.
Mm-hmm.
He consistently has the best defense. I would say the only way you can do it is you get into a playoff game and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs score like 13 points. That's it.
Yeah.
McDermott can do a lot of things. He has done a lot of things. He has been very good. But it's a lot of like...
He's got to stop Mahomes.
He's got to get into a playoff game and shut down Burrow.
Yeah.
He's got to get into a playoff game and let's say that...
He is one of those. He shut down Lamar. But that's... Of the playoff games, that's it.
But doesn't everybody shut down Lamar in the playoffs? Isn't that part of the story?
Like, that is part of the story.
It's almost like over time that shutting down of Lamar...
It looks less and less impressive.
It happened, and I'm not saying it's unimpressive, but it's not like nobody shuts down Mahomes in the playoffs except for Lou Anarumo one time in Tampa when they were injured. Nobody... Same with Burrow. Burrow has lost to the Chiefs, in overtime or by a field goal at the end of the AFC Championship game?
Yep.
He's been hurt.
Yeah, Lamar's played 6 playoff games. His team has scored more than 20 points one time.
Okay, so...
The Houston game. That's it.
Past
playoff.
It's almost like in week 5, if the Bills are to play Houston and lose 35-31.
Yeah.
Okay, Stroud and the Texans are real. Then they meet in the playoffs and they hold them to 16. Right? I need a signature defensive performance from the head coach. What else could it be? Anybody got any ideas? You could just, of course, win the Super Bowl. But if they win it with their offense, there are still people that would probably, not me, but...
He won't get credit for that, but shouldn't he get some if they have another great offense and they have another good... If Brady's a good coordinator?
Of course, he'd be worthy of some. My question is, how many Bills fans give him credit for anything they do offensively? Does he get credit for the development of Kincaid and Shakir? Or is that Brady that figured that out? I mean, McDermott might have identified that not enough was happening under Dorsey and makes the move to fire them.
Right.
Of course, when he fires Dorsey and goes to Joe Brady, it's off of one of his mistakes. I guess it's his mistake. It's probably saying Matthew Smiley's mistake.
I wonder, right now, there are some head coaches in the league that seem to have, very little to do with X's and O's, and that gets talked about. Like Tomlin, I've heard this repeatedly for a couple years, that he's more of a CEO now than he is an X's and O's guy.
Right, that's how Matt Canada kept that job forever.
Yep, and Dan Campbell's been talked about that way in Detroit, and Harbaugh is talked about that way with the Chargers. That's not really McDermott, though, right?
Like, no, he called plays last year.
He called plays defensively, but I don't know, will there be a transition for him? Like, isn't that kind of the point the coordinator or the caller is getting to where, I don't know, is McDermott eventually going to grow into more of a, I'm just the coach. I'm the CEO guy at the top. It's the coordinator's jobs to figure out the X's and O's and the style of the game plan and whatnot week to week. I'm kind of just the head of it all. Like that, because that happens to coaches, right? But how they get credit, the longer they're in a place, the more I feel like they kind of get credit for everything. You know, Tomlin was a defensive-minded coach, but because he's been there for 15 years, doesn't he now get more attached to his own offense than he probably would have 12 years ago.
Yeah, that might
when
be
he
right.
was the, oh, this guy was just defensive coordinator. Belichick. Belichick was certainly this at the end in New England, where he got blamed for his offense.
Right.
Because, yeah, okay, you were defensive minded. But
I think you get
you've been a head coach for 20 years.
But I think that's the nature of it. As a defensive coach, you get blamed for offensive problems, but you don't get credit for offensive success. You rarely do. Should Andy Reid get a lot of credit for having the number one defense in Kansas City last year? You don't hear him get much credit. Right.
No, Spagnuolo does.
Spagnuolo and Brett Veach do.
Yep.
Anyway, football. That's football. Jeremy and Joe. Sal joining us top of the hour. We'll go through the injuries, the plans. We'll see if there's anybody new coming in, what the plan is at receiver. And, of course, Anthony Brown, newest Bills quarterback, will at least help get them through this week when they don't play any starters against Carolina in the final preseason game. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.